This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to call me about whatever it is on your mind, and we'll deal with it here, and hopefully help you to run your life in a more productive way. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, I had mentioned last hour that that our primary mission here is always to answer your phone calls, but lots of you, for various reasons, can't call, so you can contact us through emails or through Facebook. And we got a Facebook question yesterday whose essence was, can relationships go from lousy to good? And so to give kind of a complete answer based on not much information, which is, if relationships can go from good to bad, then in theory they could go the other direction as well. But the real issue is not can relationships go from bad to good, but what is causing the relationship to be unpleasant or unacceptable or whatever. All right, so that's I answered the question as best I could, and apparently we got a return email. Yes.
Yes, we did. We got a follow-up email from
I love the fact that you guys are obviously listening. I would prefer the phone call, but what can I tell you? All right, so lay it on me.
All right. The email says, Dr. Joy, I emailed yesterday in regards to my relationship with my boyfriend and how he recently has become sober. I wanted to answer the questions you had posed, but dare not call in because a few of my boyfriend's family members listen to your program, and I'm afraid that they would recognize my voice. To address
Now, let me just stop for 1 second. So what? What it would prove is that you care about him, that you're concerned. It's been an issue that I've been dealing with literally since the beginning of my career, because what we talk about on the air is, obviously we don't talk about the weather very often. We talk about issues that are important and emotional and sometimes difficult. So the point being that that it's a public forum. The advantage of that is it's free, and the advantage of it is that you can hear other people's problems that may relate to your own, so it frees you from the issue of having to actually call in. But it means that it may not be specifically yours, but so somebody hears. So what? You're among friends. All right, but keep going.
To address the questions you had for me, he and I live separately from one another, so there is no economic dependence. We do not have children. There is no history of violence toward each other either. The reason I feel unfulfilled in our relationship is because I don't feel like we connect on a deeper level. We never really had the period of getting to know one another, and he hardly ever inquires about my life at all, whether that be asking about my childhood or what my favorite movie is. I believe I have stayed because we have because we both had unnormal childhoods. I grew up in an abusive household with a drug addict for a mother, and he grew up in a cult. I believe I was terrified. I was not normal and didn't think anyone normal would want to be with me. I also believed I stayed because I absolutely love his family. They are no longer in the cult and have come through it very well. He stopped drinking numerous times before this, but failed. This time he stopped because he says he doesn't want to be a loser the rest of his life, and he wants to become something greater than he is, someone he can be proud of. Technically, it's only been 1 month since he stopped, but he has taken more steps this time around to getting on the right track, going to AA, etc. He has a full-time job and is currently in school for his bachelor's degree as well. To me, a fulfilling relationship would mean that the emotional aspect of the relationship was just as, if not more, important to him than the physical aspect, and to me it seems like the only reason we got together in the first place was because of the physical, and now there is no emotional for me, because he is a very emotionally cut-off person. Thank you for any help you can give.
Okay, well, that's very helpful, to a certain extent. Well, I'm glad, Manny, we didn't try to do this in the last thing, because I think it's going to be a little more time consuming than that. But good for you for hearing and for filling in some of the blanks. Okay, the good news is that there's not an emotional, that there's not a financial dependency, that there aren't kids, the two of you aren't living together. All right, so let's look at it as you present it to me. Until you come to grips with your childhood, and again, that you hear my mantra these days, which is that you could treat your past as either a club or school. You're still treating it as a club, sugar. You're still saying, you know, dysfunctional family, drug addicted mom, and which means that you're never going to graduate from that. So you may sort of say, well, you know, I'm self-supporting, or I have a great job, or I have good friends. But underneath that, underlying all of that, unfortunately, good stuff is going to feel superficial. It's going to feel like it's whitewashed. The reality, the truth, that there's something wrong with me, I'm a drug-addicted mom. So you're going to have to come to grips with that. And whether that means therapy, whether that means deciding that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, deciding that lots of people have addictions, your mother's was just less socially acceptable, whatever you have to do. But you're not going to have the kind of relationship you want until you feel that you're okay. Because by definition, you're going to pick people who make you feel okay, which means you're going to be emotionally dependent on them. If they go away, it's because it was your fault. You just weren't good enough. You were just damaged. They finally figured out the damage. Or you're going to find people who are even more damaged than you are, so that it can be competitive misery. You got to come to grips with that. And I mean, you're not really very far behind in that you're in your 20s, and none of us really come to grips with who we are as opposed to who our parents wanted us to be or who we were rebelling against until at earliest, our probably late 20s, early 30s. So you're on the path. But I'm telling you, you're not going to have a solid relationship until you do that. And you can see why. I mean, you know it. You just told me, and I'm telling you back, that either you're going to feel, you know, I can't let go of this person because if they let go of me, then it just proves what I've already suspected about myself, is that I'm not worthy of love. Or you're going to pick people that you feel are more damaged than you are, which is going to end up in either unfulfilling relationships, or they're going to dump you and you're going to think, geez, Louise, I'm actually worse than I thought I was, because I thought I was at least superior to this loser, and I'm not. They rejected me. So it's a trap, no matter how you look at it. You have to come to grips with that and decide that I'm okay. You have to treat your past as a school from which you graduate, that you take the lessons, you learn the lessons, even though they're very difficult lessons, even though it may be subjects you don't like or not interested in or messy or you didn't do as well as you wanted, but you got to graduate from it. Because if you don't, you're doomed. And it's not that you're doomed. It's not that your mother doomed you. It's you doomed yourself. You have a choice. And it may be a difficult choice, because certainly blaming someone else is much easier than blaming ourselves. For the short run, in the long run, we are trapped. And we've trapped ourselves. So I cannot emphasize too strongly, as you can hear in my voice, I hope, you got to come to grips with that. All right, let's now look at some of the other factors. Loving his family. You know, we all do that, right? We fall in love with their family because they're not our family and they're easier to deal with and they welcome us in different ways. And, you know, I mean, if all of us, what we should probably do is either meet the families before we meet the guys and pick families we don't like so we're not so connected. I have a friend of mine who nearly married a woman because he loved her child. He didn't love her. He loved the child, and he came within a week of marrying this woman. And it wasn't me. I mean, I really try in my private life to not offer unsolicited advice. And in my professional life, I don't offer unsolicited advice either. You guys call me. My producers occasionally have to kind of back me off with Joy. I'm not a caller. I don't want to hear this. All right, so when we come back, I'll finish this up. Because falling in love with the dude's family is not unusual. It's just tangential. It's beside the point. Be back in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're friendly. Manny, what was the woman's name that called? I didn't write it down because it was an email. I write down callers' names, but not email names. Do you remember what her name is?
She wanted to remain anonymous.
Oh, maybe that's why I didn't write it down. That's a pretty good reason. Okay, we'll call her Annie, as in anonymous. Okay. So we were talking. Annie sent us an email yesterday saying, "Can bad relationships go to good?" And I said, "Depends, basically, on why they were bad." So Annie, bless her little pea-picking heart, wrote back today with a lot more details to fill in some of the gaps. But the most important gap that she's filled in is why she was with this dude to begin with and why she stayed with him. And I'm saying those are lousy reasons, my dear. They're not uncommon, but they still are not very good reasons, because basically you're going to make wrong choices. As long as you feel that you're not lovable, you're going to settle. And at some point that settling is going to come up and slap you upside the head, which is sort of where you are at this moment. All right, so that's number one. Above everything else, you know, different galaxy, different universe. But let me go and answer some of the other questions, assuming that you don't lose sight of the major issue, which is you need some work. You need to do some work on yourself. He also needs to do some work on himself. But it sounds like he's begun. He's saying he wants to be better than he is. He stopped drinking. He is working. So he started that journey. So one of the questions is, are the two of you able to do this journey together? And I think that's an open issue. If he was an AA, which it sounds like he is, one of the things that AA really comes down very strongly about is not making any major changes in the first year of your sobriety, because you need the stability of being able to deal with situations that are familiar. They may not be positive, but they're familiar, and so you can learn different skills. In the same way we're talking about the astronauts learning to fabricate unfamiliar situations. Well, in AA, what they're saying is you're already messing up familiar situations, so don't move on to unfamiliar till you figure out how to do these, which just makes some sense. So the question is, what do we do about your relationship? And I think the two of you probably need to have a discussion about this. I don't think you have to make a unilateral decision unless you're feeling strongly that you want out. If you want to stay in, then I think the two of you need to talk about some guidelines. Because, first of all, you don't want to become a human breathalyzer. You don't want to be monitoring his sobriety all the time. You have to decide what you're going to do about your drinking behavior, whether you drink or not. We didn't discuss that at all. Whether or not you are involved with his family during this time, which in theory, the problem about being involved with his family during a time of upheaval for him is that either you may feel that you want to get information from them, or they may feel that they want to get information from you, either of which is going to feel disloyal to him. So the family may be off limits, at least temporarily. And what you can do is explain to them that you understand that their primary loyalty is to him. And if the two of you maintain a relationship or regain a relationship at some point, you'd really like to reestablish ties with them. If you don't, then you may still be able to reestablish ties, but somewhere down the line. There needs to be an obvious break. There needs to be an obvious transition before you're going to be able to do that. So you may need to at least temporarily downplay, step back, take a break from his family, even though you care about them enormously. And you may be able to go back. It doesn't mean that you have to be separate from them forever, but for right now, it probably makes some sense. And that may be something to discuss with him. In terms of the issue of emotional intimacy versus physical intimacy, one of the ways to begin negotiating that is stopping the physical relationship and not as a threat, not saying if I don't get what I want, you don't get what you want, because you don't ever want to make sex something that is a negotiation between the two of you. Sex should feel, when both of you are wanting to be together, that you are, and when one of you isn't, that you're not. It's not a bargaining tool, because it implies that sex is something that's done to you, as opposed to you involving your own sexuality, giving and receiving pleasure. So you don't want to make it a bargaining chip, but you may say it complicates things right now. What I want to do is know more about what you're thinking and what you're feeling, and we don't discuss that. And that sex is creating an artificial intimacy without the underlying emotional intimacy that I crave. So And you need to make it very clear that you're not negotiating one for the other. If I don't get what I want, you don't get what you want. Because in the long run, that really cheapens sex for both of you, and it makes it highly questionable. So you don't want to go that route. The question is, do the two of you, is there a way for you to profitably be together at this moment when you have some work to do and he has some work to do? As a therapist, I would probably say the two of you are better off taking a break from each other with the idea that you keep in loose contact, that you maybe email each other, you know, once every couple of weeks just to check in, that both of you may want to make, and that may be difficult to get from him, but both of you make a commitment that you're not going to get involved with other people right now for a number of reasons. First of all, you're still emotionally somewhat connected with one another. Second of all, both of you have some work to do, and getting involved with somebody else at this moment is going to complicate the daylights out of both of your lives. You may not be able to negotiate that with him, but it's worth bringing up, and certainly something for you to be aware of, because both of you are going to have the feeling that, well, I need to have somebody else who loves me, you know, that both of us are come from these bad backgrounds and no one's ever going to love us, and so I need to find somebody because Annie doesn't love me anymore, or Andrew, you know, isn't interested. So the two of you can have a discussion about this and talk about what makes sense to you. As I said, if I were your therapist, I'd try to convince the two of you not to get involved with other people, but to perhaps ratchet down your own relationship a little bit, to give both of you the space to figure out who both of you are and what both of you want. And there's certainly the possibility, which gets back to your initial question, that we can take basically it's not even the ashes of this relationship, but we can take the positive things about this relationship and hang on to those and morph it into something really positive. But I think both of you need the emotional time and space to figure out who you both are and make sure that this isn't a relationship that's completely based on dependency. That both of you can appreciate your strengths as well as being attracted by your weaknesses for whatever reason. Okay? So, to recap. Number one, both of you are really on paths of discovery. And if you don't understand that you are as much as he is, that's something you need to be aware of. Because you need to get over that notion that I'm damaged goods because my mother was a drug addict, or my mother was an affection, or my mother was anything. Treated as a school, not a club. He needs to figure out about his drinking behavior, about growing up in a commune, because there are positive things about anything. I mean, growing up with a drug addict as his mom probably means that you stay away from drugs, that you are more self-reliant than somebody who may have had Donna Reed as a mom. So the point is, rather than describing yourself as damaged goods, view yourself as a project under construction and figure out how you're going to do that. The question is, what do the two of you do about your relationship at this moment? And I don't think you have to. I obviously can continue it as it is now. It isn't very viable. But you also don't have to dump it. All you can do is kind of keep a loose hold and allow both of you the space to become the people you need to become, and then see where both of you are. And if you need my help, you can call me, even if his family does listen. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Steve, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
All right, are you... Yeah, all right, you're breaking up a little on me. Are you someplace that you
I'm
can
sorry,
sit still?
I'm driving to sit on my lunch break, so I'm kind of in the car right now.
Can you pull over just for a minute so I don't lose you?
I'm almost at my destination. I can pull over then I'll be fine.
All right, so how long are you to your destination? You want me just to hum and sing till then?
Literally less than a block.
All right, then I will hum and sing for a minute, and we will get you safe. Folks, when you call, I don't mind you calling on your cell phones, and I don't mind you, because I know everybody uses their cell phone, and I actually don't mind you driving in the car. But once I get you, there are two really good reasons to pull over. One is so I don't lose the signal and don't lose you, but even more importantly, I just assume you didn't end up smacked. Right? Because, I mean, it's one of my great fears is that I'll be talking with you on the phone and all of a sudden we're going to hear this crash. Because we know that talking on the phone is almost as distracting as texting, and texting actually will impair you more than drinking. So do not talk, text, or drink when you're in the car, and certainly don't combine the three. All right, should we try Steve again? All right, Steve, we got you. Yay. All right.
I'm here.
Okay, good. And you're parked? Yeah, you're fine. It's a little noisy. Are you outside?
I am. I'm about to go inside and grab my food.
Yeah, just go inside because the wind is coming through. But other than that. All right. Perfect. Yay, Steve. Okay, good. Go.
So I've got this roommate who's dating this woman who's very unattractive.
Okay, you're not. All right, Steve, are you in an airport or something? You have to get to some place that I can actually hear you better than the background. All right. I have the sense he'll call back. He has a roommate. I guess we'll get him in a minute. All right. Listen, heaven knows we're trying. All right. So, Manny, should we wait for him to call back? I'll tell you what. Let's, in the meantime, let's talk about drones for a minute, shall we?
Sure.
All right. Because we did a story about drones, which I think are beginning to be very scary. You can buy them relatively cheaply. I worry about two issues with respect to drones. One is privacy. I've been in at least one situation within the last couple of weeks where a drone was really irritating. They were filming fireworks at the same time the fireworks were going on, and because it was dark and the drone was lit, it was really distracting from the fireworks, and it was kind of irritating. The story that came up that brought everything to mind was a guy that drones flying around. I guess it's not the story. There was a story that was really irritating where a guy, it was more than irritating, it was horrifying, where a guy was the first person at a car crash with two teenagers, and one of them was dying, and instead of helping the kids in any way or comforting them, he was photographing them. And the cops probably exceeded their authority a little bit in trying to find something to charge him with because they were so upset about it, which is understandable. I'm not sure it was illegal. It was just crappy. But it does bring up that whole issue about drones. And in the particular case, I guess, that we were talking about initially, the drones were over a forest fire. And I guess it was a car crash. I guess that's what the two of them had in common. It was a car crash and prevented helicopters from dumping fire retardants on it, so they were a real problem. And so the issue, as far as I'm concerned, is number one, privacy, but number two, it can be a weapon delivery system, which is what they were invented to do. And granted, most of the things that people buy at this moment are not weapon delivery systems, but we've had examples in the last couple of months of drones hitting people in the head or just, so you know, most people are not particularly upset about them, so I just asked people what their feelings were about drones. So what did people say?
We will start with Jim, and Jim says, they are cool, and I can't wait to get Amazon Prime merchandise even faster.
All right, so he's not worried about either, but he's the owner as opposed to the subject.
Veronica says, it could be dangerous. I really don't like them. We have enough things to watch out for already in the hands of careless or bad people. It could become fatal.
Yeah, I sort of tend to agree with you that it's just one more thing. Again, I think that privacy has become an issue on the Internet, and I think that the delivery systems that have the potential of harming people are an ongoing threat. So I don't know. And on the other hand, I'm not sure that I really am in favor of outlawing them because I think that will just become, it just will create a black market for it. And when people talk about shooting, that was the other thing. I think if somebody shot down a drone or something, shooting them down with what? And what if he missed the drone? And so what is it you're shooting them with? I mean, God forbid it's a bullet. And we know the guns that are fired. And I mean, I the whole thing worries the living daylights out of me.
What if you shoot one down and, heaven forbid, you end up, you try to shoot one down and you end up missing it and hitting something else like, a bird or...
A person?
You know, God forbid.
A dog?
An airplane of some type. I mean, it's...
Well, exactly. Not to mention, if you shoot it down, what you have is something that weighs something coming down out of the sky, and depending on how high it was when it was shot down, it is potentially dangerous as well. I mean, it just seems to me that we're talking about, all sorts of potential dangers, and as somebody points out, that the issue is... It's not even malevolent necessarily, although there is that aspect of it. I mean, these were made to be weapon delivery systems initially, but just careless people. I mean, look, think about me for a moment, all right? I think I went into Toys R Us and Radio Shack, and they both have these little inexpensive, you're not supposed to call them drones, you're supposed to call them quadropopters or something, because they're not really drones, according to the hobby enthusiasts, all right? But they went in, and the ones that I saw were not very expensive. I mean, they were like $100 as opposed to most of these, which are like around $1,000. And I thought, gee, this would really be fun, you know, to fly something around, to go out in a field and be able to fly it around. That sounds like real fun. And, of course, these people weren't flying them around in a field. They were flying them inside the store. But I'm a klutz. Right? And I don't know how to do it. And these guys, and one of the guys was pretty adept at it, but he still sort of just barely avoided hitting somebody in the head. And there, remember last Christmas that there was a bar that got sued because the guy bought a drone, a quadricopter, and had mistletoe and thought it was really cute to fly it around the bar and hit some woman in the eye. I mean, I don't know.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I worry about these things. That it just seems to me that maybe, I don't know, maybe if nothing else, we make them out of plastic. You know, I think they are mostly plastic, but maybe we make them out of something so if it hits somebody in the head, it won't hurt them. I don't even know if that's true. If you get hit in the head with a Frisbee, it doesn't feel very good. Or maybe we make them, certainly a limited range would help, right? Maybe that's the solution, is that they can't go very far and that they're all identified. The only way that you can get them is that they're identified in the same way an airplane is, with a serial number that's registered to you. Maybe that's the way to do it, at least some level of identification, so there's some level of responsibility. I don't know. But as my ex-boss pointed out to me, you know, I was the one who 10 years ago said, the Internet's got some issues, folks, about privacy and about people who would never think about having an affair will, in the middle of the night, be Googling a high school boyfriend. And all of a sudden, you have a marriage. You have marriages disrupted. And apparently, there is a minister in New Jersey who quoted me in a sermon saying that this was the new new style modern adultery. I don't know. I think we need to sort of at least have some connection. And the thing about the Internet, I think one of the things that makes it so, I mean, several things. One is that you can be vaguely anonymous. And second is that it lasts forever, that it's once it's there, it's there. And I'm here. I'm not anonymous, and I'm not immortal, but I'm here. Steve, call me back, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi. 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 I wanted to know whether, how to get a girlfriend.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, what should I know about you?
I'm blind, and I don't use a computer now, but I might in the future.
What's your highest level of education that you've achieved now?
I'm working at the old Greenwich train station.
Okay, what do you do?
I run the coffee shop there.
Okay.
The concession stand.
What, you didn't tell me what your highest level of education is.
I graduated high school.
Okay. What do you do for a social life?
I sing with a men's choir group.
I think think that's not a bad idea, but you're not going to find any women. Maybe one of the things you should do is join a choir that is mixed. I'm serious.
Well, I don't really want to do that. I love barbershop.
But Adam, I'm not saying you have to give up the one that you're in. I'm just saying, look, you're looking for a girlfriend.
Yeah.
The easiest way to find somebody is to be around people who like the same thing that you do. And that's fine if you're looking for friends, and there are probably a couple of guys in the choir that you've learned, you know, that have become friends. But if it's already something you know how to do, it's already something you're good at, it's already something you feel confident about. So join a mixed choir as well.
I'll think about that.
Okay, I think it's not a bad idea to get a computer.
I'm in a mixed church choir.
Okay, well then, have you made any, are you completely, do you have any sight at all?
No, I'm completely blind.
Okay, and you have been since birth?
Yes, called last week about something else, but it doesn't bother me anymore. I figured out a solution for that.
Good. Okay. Did you do any dating in high? Did you go to as I recall, you know Braille?
Yes.
Okay. So did you meet any females when you were in high school?
One, but I never kept in touch with her.
Do you go to your reunions?
No, I don't.
Not a bad idea. Adam, look, don't overlook the obvious. The obvious are people at work. The obvious are, I think you're right, a computer's not a bad idea, and going to, going to the library and using a computer there. I'm sure that, because there are dating services for everything, there's probably a dating service for people who are visually impaired. There's certainly Lighthouse for the Blind is probably not a bad place to start.
Okay.
Maybe they have mixers. If you're in any kind of church organization, I think that's not a bad place to start.
Yeah.
The choir seems to be an obvious thing to do because it's already something you're comfortable doing, good doing.
Right.
Put out the word in the men's choir that you're looking for a date to see if anybody knows anybody.
Okay.
And just start doing things that get you out, doing things you enjoy doing, and just be friendly. But my guess is that probably the most straightforward is to go to your high school reunion. I mean, go to places where your blindness is sort of coin of the realm, all right? And I'm not saying that you necessarily need to date somebody who's blind, but I'm saying that if you want to be dating, as we talked about before, it's a high wire act. So you want to be in a situation where you feel the most comfortable. So, but you can't put yourself on house arrest. So go to places where you already feel comfortable, that people already know you, that they accept you for Adam, not Adam who can't see.
Okay.
And certainly high school would be that. So a reunion is a good idea. Your choir, because they're going to focus on your voice, not the fact that you're not sighted.
Right.
So do those kinds of things and put yourself out. I think what we talked about last time was getting you out and just sort of getting you out. I mean, I'm delighted that you're kind of moving yourself forward. So let's continue to move you forward. And maybe somebody will come and say, hey, I heard you on Brown's program, and can I buy a magazine from you in the Greenwich train station? All right? Give it a try. Get started. Call me back if you need me. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. My question is, I have six brothers and sisters, and at Christmas we were discussing doing a family vacation this year, and my sister had looked into this, and at the end of the conversation she mentions that it will be X amount of dollars per family. And I didn't say anything, but my brother...
Wait a minute, per family as opposed to per person?
Exactly. My brother, you're getting to my point. My brother has two married daughters, and I was thinking, how am I paying the same amount as somebody who has two married children?
Yeah, why is one person paying the same as somebody else who's getting four people to go along? I think that's a legitimate issue.
Well, my question is, how do I bring this up without... Because whenever I bring issues like this up, I kind of become the bad guy.
No, I would just say, listen, I would really like to go, but is it possible that we could prorate the cost? What kind of vacation are we going on?
It's renting a house at Hilton Head.
Okay. Would you have your own room?
I would probably end up sharing with my mom or with...
possibly one of my...
See, I would do it on the basis not so much of I'm being ripped off. I would do it on the basis of, look, instead of doing it per family, why don't we do it per room? Because, for example, if you're going to have your own room and all four of those people are going to stay in the same room, I think that's a fair division. That each of you get your own transportation and that each of you, you get a group rate on the rooms, and each family, for example, if your let's say brother was taking two rooms, that he would pay double what you were paying. On the other hand, if you and your mom were sharing a room, that you split the cost of the room. So I think instead of saying it per family, I would make it per room, because
okay.
that makes more sense. And then each of you pay your individual expenses in terms of getting there and getting home, transportation, and food presumably is relatively easy to work
right.
out.
Right.
But I would do that, and I think that makes more sense of just saying, listen, why don't we do it on the basis of the rooms rather than the families?
Okay. No, that sounds good.
Because that way, if a family wanted to, you know, to minimize the cost, everybody would double up, and you don't care.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Well,
and
thank you.
It will probably cause much less of a civil war than saying, this isn't fair. But it isn't fair. But I would do it in a way that's a little more tactful. Okay?
Okay.
Good enough.
Thank you.
Especially when you're dealing with family. I mean, it's one thing if you're dealing with somebody who's disposable, right? That somebody at the last moment in your building says, you know, let's have a party and we're going to assess everybody a fee. And that one, I mean, they may be your next door neighbor, but you're not going to have to be necessarily dealing with them on mom's birthday and Thanksgiving. When it's family, rather than saying, are you kidding? What you want to do is see if there's not a way to figure it out that's more positive, as opposed to implying that somebody is stupid or greedy or thoughtless or trying to rip you off or something like that. The separate check idea can save a lot of wear and tear if you just figure out a way to make it clear that that way you don't have to do all the accounting, batting your baby blue eyes. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.